on July 15th, 1984, terrorist group in Angola killed 22 people. It's funny how losers in civil wars sometimes turn to terrorism. Cabinda, Angola. Okay, how many of you remember the civil war in Angola? It was unfortunately like a lot of civil wars that beset Africa in the 1900s. Nigeria, Rhodesia / Zimbabwe, South Africa, etc., etc., etc. Lots of civilian deaths, but I don't think that's why they call them civil wars. This one came after Angola attained its independence from Portugal in 1975. It had been a colony for four centuries. The two main groups that fought for this status, the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, or MPLA, and the Anti-Communist National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, or UNITA, were the two parties, the former one. It is not rare for groups that fight colonial overlords to be seen either as freedom fighters or as terrorist organizations. It's all about perspective. Not too surprisingly, those in power view those trying to take over power as terrorists. In the aftermath of the Angolan War for Independence, UNITA decided it was not yet ready to give up the fight. It began to battle the MPLA, which it had battled alongside against the Portuguese. It gets complicated. The violence was set within the Cold War, meaning that the two superpowers backed different factions. UNITA received aid initially from China, and then the United States, and South Africa, while the MPLA was backed by the Soviet Union and Cuba. I told you it was complicated. Some of what UNITA did can only be called terrorist in nature. On this day in 1984, UNITA blew up an oil pipeline in Cabinda province, killing 22 people, including 10 from the same family. A further 55 were wounded. By the time the Civil War was over, after more than a quarter century, more than 500,000 people had died, and over a million were internally displaced. Not all of them died in terrorist attacks, but some did. Yet another reason why war is a stupid idea.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.